So now let's understand the second way of doing a co-branding, which is a communication-based co-branding. We have earlier studied product-based co-branding. Here, two brands or multiple brands come together and communicate the value of other brand. So best example that I can give you about Whirlpool washing machine promoting Ariel soap. So Whirlpool declares that the Ariel's detergent is the best for my machine. So that way they have kind of acknowledged the superiority of the other brand. So that's a communication based co-branding. So whenever the communication is rolled out by Ariel soap also, they will also talk about why Whirlpool is good, etc. So what is the technology in Whirlpool that enables better foaming, less foam, in washing machine the expectation is less foam, but yet the cleaning happens, etc. Disadvantage of this is difference of opinion. If you do not arrive at a common this thing, then the difference of opinion comes into. If the one brand gets a negative this thing, it comes on to the other brand as well, and poor performance of the co-brand. If the other brands, one of the brand do not do well, then it impacts the whole activity. Suppose what if the Whirlpool sales starts falling, Whirlpool cuts on to the Marcom, etc. So then Ariel will not be promoted as aggressively as Ariel thought when they entered into communication based co-branding. So that's where the disadvantage of this is. What are the advantages of this? Endorsement opportunity. There is a strong opportunity this approach gives is to endorse each other, share the advertisement cost. So if you have to reach to the common people, you share the advertisement costs. Look at washing machine is also for the same lady of the house who has to wash the machine. Ariel detergent is also for the same lady. So the target is not different. Target is the same lady whom both wants to talk. Ariel doing separate conversation, Whirlpool doing separate conversation, that is minimized through this kind of a communication based co-branding. So both are talking to the same lady, therefore the share advertisement gets cost shared. Resource sharing, both can share the resources also. A resource, when I say, not necessarily the office manpower also, but down the line some resource sharing can happen so that both promotes each other very well. Enhances the awareness and it creates the strong awareness among the target segment. So housewives will start getting tuned to Whirlpool, tuned to Ariel soap, etc. That will compel her to try them once in a while, kind of thing. So that's the enhanced awareness will ultimately lead to awareness, interest, desire and action as we see the marketing model. So that's the advantage of this collaborative marketing. As the term suggests, you collaborate, involves working in unison with similar companies to promote brand, minimize the cost and increase the sale. Collaborative marketing, the process of aligning your company's interests, resources and marketing muscle with the other like-minded companies to accomplish much more than what you might be able to do on your own. So here you collaborate and you then get into doing various marketing initiatives in such a way that both will leverage out of the effort of the other. So that's where collaborative this thing has to come. Yes, it continues to be the fact that the brand that you get collaborated with should have the strong unison with your brand as well. So that's one critical part. How does collaborative marketing work? You must identify your brand partner well, approach and collaborate. So you get into, after identification, you approach them, you collaborate. So collaboration when happens, what you can do, either the joint budget pooling will happen or you swap on each other. So joint budget pooling means no Marcom will happen separately, budget will be pooled and single Marcom will happen and it will talk about your collaborative effort. While in the other case, swapping on each other. So when I do my Marcom, I recognize the other. When others do the Marcom, they recognize me. So I give the voice to their brand, their product, etc. They give the voice to my brand and my product, etc. So that's how the swapping has happened. Here the joint budgeting is not shared, but the swapping of tools happens. Decide forms, form or forms that you are comfortable with. Shout out, full scale joint, ad campaign and anything in between. Shout out is like as and when you will release a communication, you will talk about the other collaborator. Full-scale joint ad campaign is like pulling the joint budget and then go all out to talk to the world about your collaborative marketing approach. So that's what you may probably be somewhere in between. So this is how the collaborative marketing works. Five different problems, formats are there. collaborate on idea, co-host an event, showcase another business, set up referral partnership, shout out on social media. Collaborate on an idea. You have an idea, you try to collaborate. Co-host one event. So come together, host one event, and then both of you leverage that platform. Showcase another business. So wherever there is a possibility, you showcase the other business. And so say like a beauty parlor in one area has collaborated with say Shedda store of Matunga, very famous suppose. So then beauty parlor will be allowed to demonstrate outside the Shedda store, the kind of services that they offer, etc. So ladies walking into the Shedda store will be approached by them and they will be asked to look at what kind of service support that this particular beauty parlor provides, etc. Same way, when the customer visit the beauty parlor, there will be communication, there will be material available of what is the Shedda store, what all it offers, what is the festival offer, etc. So that way they will, Shedda store may put up their stall outside the beauty parlor and sell the fast moving items, etc. So this is how the collaborative marketing may happen. Referral partnership, each can refer the other. Now there are many ideas that can happen. Say like the theater in your area can collaborate with the fast moving restaurant of that area. So people buying McDonald's in say Sion Matunga will be told ke bhai, you know, you get a ticket of this show at a discounted price, or buy worth rupees 1000, get a free ticket to this movie, etc. Same way in the movie theater, when the ads and all are running, McDonald's store in Sion advertisement will come, or some promotional scheme that they have to offer, you know, that will be announced by visit you know, Sion McDonald, spend 1000, pay only 800. So that way, so it's like, you know, you referral, yani you kind of refer each other and promote both of them. Shout out on social media, you can go all out. McDonald's, Sion can talk about movies and, you know, ambience at the theater in their vicinity. Theater will shout out in their social media about the McDonald's shop and the experience of customers out there, what they felt about, you know, the collaborations and whatnot. Yeah. So these are like various formats in which the collaborative marketing will happen. Advantages are, you get an access to the nearest new audiences, cuts the cost of promotion, etc. It strengthens your brand, and combined expertise will take you to a next level. Yeah. So both will be able to collaborate and promote each other well. Yeah. So, and both are experts in their field. Yeah. So as a result, people will not downplay your brand. That's the advantage. Disadvantage is, takes time to set up. It needs an ingenuity, needs an idea, and then takes time, because every time people will think about the pros and cons of it. Potentially one-sided, can become one-sided. One may benefit more than the rest. Creative conflict, yani. There may be a creative conflict when one is releasing some communication or a shout out. You may not like the way that it was handled, yani. But okay, you do not have an access to their creative team, yani. Their agency is different, their creative team is different, they think differently. So you may have to live with it, yani. Conflicting standpoint, you may come to a stand where both are not able to agree on to how to promote each other or what should be promoted, etc. So then you are into a stage where a lot of conflicts are happening in your collaboration. So that may eventually nullify your collaboration. So these are the some disadvantage of a collaborative marketing. Now we come to what we call a societal marketing. Societal marketing, as the name suggests, something which stands for the society. Concept that holds that a company should make marketing decision considering society's long-term interest. Society long-term interest should be in core aspect of the marketing drive, enhances the well-being of both the individual consumers and society in general. Puts human welfare on the top before the profit. In your pursuit to satisfy one particular want of your targeted consumer. The targeted consumers are a small set of consumers. Society is a large. You are introducing PET bottle, soft drink in a PET bottle. You are not doing societal term, yani, because PET bottles are not biodegradable. So this consumer is going to drink and throw the PET bottle. You do not have a recycling mechanism. So this is going to damage the environment, create floodings and whatnot. So that's where this company will have to think beyond individual targeted customers and evolve his marketing initiatives, need satisfaction in such a way that society also benefits. If not benefit, the damage is zero or minimal, you know, kind of thing. So that's what the societal marketing is all about. It emphasizes on the social responsibility which every business house has to take on its shoulders, sustain it for the long term and create a success for the company, develop a marketing strategy to provide value to the customers and yet maintain and improve the customer and society's well-being better than what the competitors can do. That will really create a competitive differentiating advantage as well. So there's a societal marketing. There are three considerations under societal marketing. Society at large, there is a company who looks at the profit, there's a consumer who wants his needs fulfilled and looks at the satisfaction. Societal marketing concept, today marketing talks about only company and the consumer. Societal concept wants societal human well-being also being considered while you develop your entire marketing approach. So marketing strategy is based on that, your marketing mix is evolved around that. So that's what is the beauty of being a societal marketing focused. Company has to really develop that focus. So how do you do that? As on today, the existing company can become societal marketing. So Philip Kotler has given an approach. You have to classify your products this way: deficient product, pleasing products, salutary products and desirable products. Deficient products means they are definitely not up to the societal well-being level. They really damage environment, they really damage the well-being of the society. So tobacco products and all those things may come under that. Pleasing products, they are good to have, but they are not right for the society at large. Salutary products, yeah, they are the products which are deficient in nature. Yeah, so they are going to probably create a short-term happiness, but long-term damage. Desirable products is the right product, which is good for the consumer, small target group, as well as for the society at large. So now you plot here into a model. This is what I have put for you. So what can you do about it? So this is the action that a marketing organization which wants to become a societal marketing can take. Pleasing products, you modify them to become a desirable products. Deficient products, try and eliminate from your marketing mix as you move forward. Salutary products, again modify to make a desirable product. So while you do all these things, you will have to develop new desirable products. So pleasing products cannot like just become a desirable product. So you will have to modify. So that modification may altogether entail developing a new product. So like when CFC gas was objected into refrigerator and air conditioner, etc., a new product has emerged because it needed a different insulation, etc. So the new desirable product has come in. So same is the salutary products. It is pleasing, but it is harmful. So the toys, you take that. Toys give a happiness for a moment to both parents and the kids. But the plastic use in that, is it harmful to the child? Then it's a salutary product. You have to make even plastic either biodegradable, less harmful to the kid, etc. Then it becomes a societal marketing approach to of your marketing. Disadvantage of societal marketing: message clarity, very difficult to reach this message clearly to the recipients. Tapering organizational motivations, and organizational motivation is more towards profit. So at given point of time, if this doesn't come in the way expected, the incentive gets tapered off. Audience price, audience will keep wondering, why should I pay more? Okay, so today like it is happening, like BS6 is a good for the society. Government insistence on introducing BS6 vehicles only in India, effective 1st of April 2020. It's overall beneficial to the society, but the consumer of the car keeps asking to the salesman at the counter, why should I pay more? So because lot of change that has to go in, as a result the capital cost investment has happened, and as a result the engine has become costly, so of course you have to pay. Audience many times are reluctant to pay price for that. Limited funding, all companies, all organizations, all CEO, etc. are not willing to provide sufficient fund. So they try to work in an ad hoc fashion. They provide limited funding, which really doesn't take organizations very far. Year on year you keep spending, but overall you are so limited that your societal marketing visualization is far from being achieved. Social marketing. Now we come to the social marketing, the last part of it. What is social marketing? Activity aimed at changing and maintaining the people's behavior for the benefit of individual and the society as a whole. The primary goal is to achieve the social good, promote general health, raise awareness, induce change. The classic and the best example which will go into your mind is sanitary pad being promoted by Akshay Kumar. So Akshay Kumar is promoting a social cause, use sanitary pad. He is not only promoting a social cause, he is making it loud and clear that sanitary pad need not be so costly. Sanitary pad manufacturing can be a household unit, etc. kind of thing. So he is trying to, so that entire promotion is driven towards bringing the change within the society. Using of a sanitary pad should not be looked upon as a taboo of an urban female or, you know, modern female as such. It is a basic necessity of a woman in our society. So that's what needs to be recognized. So that is a social marketing. So the brand, the product involved in that, doing that bit, is doing a social marketing. Here, as it is said here, the changing or maintaining people's behavior. This is aimed at changing the people's mindset and the behavior. There is another ad in which Akshay Kumar is telling the husband, kya teri do cigarette mein ek, you know, so sanitary pad aa jata hai, din ke liye kaafi hai. So tu tera marna bhi dur rakhega aur teri biwi bhi healthy rahegi. So that's a whole concept, maintaining or changing the people's behavior and mindset also. What is social marketing? The goal is to deliver a competition sensitive and segment specific social change program that are effective, efficient, equitable and sustainable. And this particular cause, you can do it year on year. It helps you to decide which people to work with, what behavior that you need to maintain, influence or change, how to go about it, how to measure it, leave the tobacco products, you know, those kind of things, etc. Is another social marketing initiative. Uplift the poor, again social marketing thing. So various ways. So you need to decide with whom to work, what behavior you need to maintain or change, how to go about it, and how to measure that what you have done is contributing. Single objective, the goal is to do the social marketing, always to change or maintain how people behave. So that's what one critical aspect. Social marketing benefits people in the society, as we have said. New emphasis gives equal weights to the effect and the process. So now only effect is not looked upon, the process is also looked upon. This is for the sustenance of it, the social marketing program. So how you are going about doing it, whether you are doing it in an equitable manner with fairness and sustainability in mind, then your program is going to last long and will yield you the desired change, desired equity. Your brand, your company will get that desired equity out of it when you conduct such program. What to pursue your, so you know, way to pursue your social marketing initiative, you need to have the policy in place, you need to have the strategic implementation, strategy to access that crowd, and what will you communicate and various other aspects in place. Implementation and delivery, you must know what you are implementing, where you are implementing, when you are implementing, time for which you will implement, how will you measure the success, etc. Secure and maintain the customer engagement is the crux of way to pursue the social marketing initiative. Very difficult to pursue, needs patience, but if you increase the longevity of it, if you sustain it, it will yield the desired outcome to you over a period, and that will create a positive traction for your brand and your corporate image. Advantage of social marketing: unique approach creates a brand soothing effects. The brand will get a very powerful positive association, helps brands to adopt changing social norms. So brand will be contributing to changing social norms. Changing social norms may not directly benefit them, but it eventually creates a positive rub off. Behavioral shift will help everyone in the long run. So when the behavior shifts, society overall benefits, long run happiness, healthiness will prevail. That will translate into a better buying behavior. Better buying behavior eventually may help your brand also in terms of volume sale. Eradicate social evils. Social evils will get eradicated. Cheapest way of marketing. So all said and done, it's a cheapest way of doing your marketing, but requires sustenance, requires patience, perseverance, etc. Disadvantage is overdependence on communication. It is very difficult to communicate. Whom are you approaching? What are you doing as a social marketing, etc.? Very difficult. You cannot be very loud and upfront. Then it will clearly look like, hey, why are you are doing social marketing for your benefit, you know, kind of thing. Very easy to be considered as meaningless. What you are doing can be written off by anybody. Therefore, perseverance, persistence, etc., as I told you, is needed when you take up one particular course. Too many handling limited areas. For a girl education, I remember the earliest initiative was PNG, that is the Shiksha Foundation that they formed, and they are declaring that some percentage of my revenue will go to that foundation. But girl education, so many people are there, too many people are doing in limited areas. Tobacco, use eradication, many people are there. Poverty elimination, many people are there. Drinking habits, handling, many people are there. So there are too many people handling one or similar kind of a social cause. So that's one disadvantage. You have to establish mark in such scenario. Therefore, you need lot of perseverance and patience and many times more budget also. So that's where the trade-off comes in, how much you can spend for a long-term leverage of your brand. So friends, we have understood various formats of marketing, concepts of marketing, and the concepts will give you new ideas to what is new happening in marketing around you, and that will prepare you to consider what can you do in your existing marketing function or as you move forward, which is an area that you can contemplate for moving in. Thank you.